The gym bros especially, my biggest fans, right?
They're in love with you. Like, they, like, eat your ass on the daily.
They truly do. They suck the fart out my ass. They really do.
They do.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show starring me, Drew, your favorite person in the entire world, bitch, period. And today I have one of my, I'm not even joking you, like, kindred spirits, my twin flame, the one and only Spence Wall.
Hi everyone.
Woo! I'm here. So happy.
Finally.
Yeah,
I'm so happy that I'm actually here.
I'm absolutely feral. I'm so happy you're here.
Feral. Yeah. I like that word. I'm going to start using that.
You should.
Yeah.
It's very applicable.
To like everything I feel.
Honestly.
Every time I see a hot man on the street, I'm going to say I'm feral.
Yeah, I'm going feral.
I'm going feral.
I'm midst feral.
Oh, no. I'm just going to start saying I'm in heat.
I was kidding.
Like, I'm in heat.
You're literally putting your pheromones out there. You're releasing them.
Oh, did I ever tell you that I wanted to go to a dog park with, like, pheromones on my wrists so all the dogs would, like, run to me and tackle me?
So they could attack you?
Is that what would happen?
I think so.
Oh.
I mean, I'm no dog expert. Don't come for me there. I'm no trained expert.
Well, I just want dogs to, like, love me so much. So I was looking up, what is it, like, pheromones online?
Yeah.
You can't really get any anywhere, so don't try to get pheromones. maybe I can find them because it was on Amazon.
There you go. Everything's on Amazon, Honestly, I want to tell you that I've loved you on TikTok for a very long time.
Shut up.
So I'm honored to have you here.
Stop. I love you. Like, the minute I saw your videos, the minute I saw you in your car, and I was like, she knows, you, like, you know it's up.
I'd be in that Prius, absolutely lighting it up.
I was in my mom's Honda.
There you go.
I was in her Honda all the time, and I was like,
I know, your daily streams.
I hate this job. Yes.
And you used to work at a certain barista
place that I cannot talk about.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get sued. But yeah, I was technically let go.
You and me both, girl.
Oh, wait.
Not from that place.
Okay.
But from, I can say it, from the NFL.
Oh, why?
Yeah, they fired me because they hated me.
Really?
Yeah, truly. You know what's so funny? When Brittany Broski was here, the one and only, we literally talked about both getting fired and how that's, honestly, you want to get a TikTok famous? Go get fired.
Get fired immediately.
Get let go.
Wait, maybe don't get fired.
Don't,
like,
get fired.
Some of you, like some people.
Some of you need your job, obviously.
Yeah, like, and
I mean,
you have families.
I needed mine.
At the time, I needed mine. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
They didn't really care about my needs.
No, not at all.
They put me on the back burner, that's for sure.
I actually put in my 2 weeks, and the next day was let go. Like, I'm not joking. I found out the Creator Fund existed.
Yeah.
So I was like, I told my manager, I was like, if I get into the Creator Fund, I want you to know that I'm putting in my 2 weeks. So I got into the Creator Fund and I messaged her and I said, how do I put in my 2 weeks? And she goes, you just did. Next day she calls me in and she was like, Spencer,
you're the worst. You're fired.
No, she was like, we've had, like, several complaints because I don't even know who it was. All I know is that she was from Iowa or Idaho. So if you're watching this right now, I'm looking for you. She apparently saw, like, so I never had my apron on in my videos, but in one video, you could see the neckline of it.
Yeah.
And she reported me. Some random lady from, like, Idaho.
Snitch.
And then my manager looked at me and she was like, you can either, like, finish the shift or, like, you
leave
can
now.
Go home. And I was like, oh, like, I can stop working and clock out right now? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, deuces.
Okay, peace.
I was like, bye.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Right. I'm not working. Oh, my God. I hated it there,
what
too.
What a narc.
I know.
It's all on you.
But I already quit, so it was fine.
Whatever. Quit before you get fired, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what
it was.
I
wish they had given me the dignity of quitting before I got fired, honestly. I was planning on it. I think she knew that. It literally was, like, the last, like, conversation I had with her. I was telling her I want to switch teams. Like, I want to talk about a transfer. Next time we meet, I don't want to talk about anything else.
Okay.
And then she was like, let's take a day to think about it.
And during
next
that
day,
fine.
Next day, hits me up on Slack, goes, hey, girl, come to the conference room so we can finish our conversation. I come, HR rep, fired, bitch, immediately. Blindsided me.
No.
And you know what? I said, you couldn't tell me this before I drove down here.
Oh, right.
I was commuting 2.5 hours to work.
And you drove there?
Oh, yeah.
And got...
Worked almost an entire shift. She fired me at 4 p.m. so that everyone could see me pack my shit.
Oh.
Like, on some, like, truly, like, humiliating shit.
I would have looked at her and I would have said, so I don't work here anymore. Like, HR can't
cool,
touch me.
Cool, slammed on the table.
Yeah, like, slam head on table, walk out, like, actually break everything on her desk and leave.
I truly wanted to. And that's honestly...
You're so strong for not doing that.
And knowing, now that you know who I am on TikTok is truly who I am in real life.
Yeah.
I held it in. I strapped her down. I literally said, no, I'm not trying to get arrested tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Not today. You know what I mean?
I feel like all common sense goes out the window with me if I get, like, heated.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, calm myself down.
Yeah.
But if I don't calm myself down, it's a problem.
Honestly, I was like that, too, because Spencer's a baby. Spencer's 20.
I'm only 20 years old.
And I'm geriatric, so I'm 26. I'm a grandpa in TikTok years.
No, you're...
I'm a boomer.
You're my sexy stepmom.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. So literally, when I was younger, I used to be like that too. It'd be hard for me to keep a lid on it.
Oh, yeah.
Really hard.
Yeah.
I was feral. See what I mean?
Feral.
See? It's applicable to
it's everything.
Everything. That's why I told Brittany, I said, you want to get TikTok famous? Go get fired.
That made me feral.
And you...
like, sorry. And you... I had to use it.
I worked in the service industry, actually, for... like 3 months. That is one of the hard... that's the hardest job I've ever had, easily. People are truly awful.
Oh,
for no reason.
I know. I worked in the service industry from like the age of 16 to 19. Because that was where I worked. It was the only place that hired minors. So yeah. I was like, I need to get my back up. Let me get a job here.
Right.
Yeah, like customers, terrible.
Yeah,
like some of them, like I actually, like I sit there and I'm like, what did I do to you?
No, seriously,
like, oh my...
you're like, God. Clearly I'm the one. I'm getting paid $11 an hour.
Yeah,
if that...
like I should be the one yelling at you right now. Like,
yeah, I'm the one you want to scream at.
Yeah,
I'm the one making the shots. I'm the one calling the shots.
Yeah, yeah, like
me in this apron.
Yeah, me right here standing here right now, like everything that's happening is all caused by me. Like,
yeah.
This one lady one time actually yelled at me in the drive-thru because she kept saying, I want regular milk. And I was like, okay, 2%. And she was like, that's not regular. And I was like, oh, so I was like, okay, so what's regular? And she was like, regular milk. I'm like, bitch, if you don't tell me what regular milk is, we're going to have a problem because I'm going to give you 2%. She ended up saying it was whole milk. I made her drink. She came inside and said that I made it wrong. She said I made it with 2%. I was like, are you actually out of your, like, goddamn
you're
mind?
You said you want to come back here and make it for me?
I was like...
help yourself.
I actually, like, I took the cup and I made it in front of her and I was pouring the milk in and I was like, you see, like, do you see this? I was so pissed off. And then my manager, I got in trouble because she did say something to my manager about that.
They're quite literally, like, some people like that go out with the intention of being awful. Like, they just want to ruin someone's day. Like, that's truly why they go out.
I literally... and she was old, too. And I'm like, let's be real.
They always are.
Like... You're on the brink of, like, coffin, casket, 6 feet in the ground.
Crypt
don't
keeper.
You want to, like, do some good things?
Don't,
like,
you wanna,
up, like, that good list to get into the pearly gates?
Don't you want to, like, I don't know, get your affairs in order?
Right. Like,
focus,
don't you want to get your shit together?
Right?
Oh,
put that will and trust together. Get that retirement, babe.
I know. Don't yell at me.
Don't worry about me.
I'm a 17-year-old working at Star...
I have a long life ahead of me,
right?
And you're two steps from the grave.
No, exactly.
Maybe prioritize.
Prioritize your needs, get your shit in order, and leave me alone.
Well, honestly, the beauty of that, the beauty in that horrible shitstorm of the job that you had is that that's what blew you up on TikTok.
Oh, well, yeah.
Literally.
It was so amazing. And at the time when I had quit my job, I was in a hotel. I don't know if people remember this. I was stuck in a hotel for a month. A month.
Why?
So we were getting our home renovated.
Oh, okay.
And the renovators were like, oh, what's this wire? So cute. Actually cut the cable wire. We had no Wi-Fi, no cable. I'm in, like, college at this point, and I'm like, I need Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And the, who was it? The person who was, like, renovating,
mm-hmm.
ended up giving me, like, a free Wi-Fi thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I used all of it up in one night doing my homework, and I started crying. And then I booked a hotel room and I was in a hotel for a month.
And that's, like, when you started really making videos, like,
yeah,
because
I was, like, alone in this, like, random hotel room, petrified, and I was like, okay, this is fun.
And that, and the rest is history.
The rest
is rock
history.
And roll history, honestly.
No, it is.
And
it
now
is.
Look at you.
Rock and rolling.
Living your best life in LA. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to.
Here on the comment section, for those of you who don't know, what we like to do is bring TikTok videos that I've been tagged in. A lot of times they're terrible. Sometimes they're not. And I always say I like to bring them here and just absolutely shred them to bits.
I'm excited.
I'm a human shredder. Just put it right in me.
And then it's just...
And I'll pop out trash.
Oh, I know. I've seen.
You've seen. You've witnessed.
I've witnessed. I've experienced.
So today we're talking about beauty standards for both men and women.
Okay.
Right? And everyone in between. Mm-hmm. Anyone who adheres to any sort of societal standard when it comes to beauty.
Okay.
So when I talk to you about beauty standards, what are your initial thoughts when you think about beauty standards? Do you think more like women? Do you think about men?
I kind of just think about everyone, but usually when I think, I think when I hear like beauty standards, usually I feel like it's associated with women.
Yeah. A lot of times.
A lot of times it is, but I personally, like, I feel like I think of everyone.
Yeah. It's all encompassing.
Yeah.
Because the patriarchy affects us all.
It does.
Not just women. Women are just the ones that are, like, actively fighting against it.
Yeah.
But it hurts all of us.
Especially
when it comes to beauty standards. I always think, too, like, for me, I'm not someone who's, like, conventionally attractive as far as, like, in the sense that I'm not, like, I'm not a white girl. I'm not a small white girl. Like, I'm a pretty large bitch. I'm a big bitch.
And you're sexy. You're a sexy bitch.
And I'm an old man on top of that.
I love that.
I cover all the bases.
I know. You're a full like home run. You're like, you got it. Yeah.
And I honestly think about how now that we have social media and it's like, obviously you and I know because we're both creators.
Yeah.
Like beauty standards are hard, especially on social media.
Yeah.
Because you can curate like the perfect body, the perfect face, like
and
makeup,
I feel
hair.
Like that's what sucks the most. I feel like because of social media, everyone is kind of like painted out like this, what they feel like perfect looks like, and everyone's just forgotten that beauty is subjective.
That I say that all the time.
Like I like people need to understand that like someone might not find me attractive, but another person will.
Yeah, I say that all the time because that's like the first insult that men like to do when they don't like me. I'm sure you know that too. Oh. Like. But like for me, like they call me a fat, ugly bitch. It's like that's like those three words are probably the most used words in my comment section.
Get called a cart titan, horse face. Oh, cart titan from Attack on Titan. Sorry, that it's actually kind of funny.
The anime girls going nuts over that.
Oh, yeah.
They're going nuts over that joke.
I get cart titan, horse face. Oh, my favorite. I mean, it's mean, but like I think it's so funny. Someone tweeted a photo of my face and said, at Spencois, why the long face? And I literally said that. I was like, damn, this hurt my feelings, but like I'm gonna laugh with you.
Honestly, the only people have asked me like, has any dude ever said something to you that like was actually good, like an insult? Because most of the time it's trash.
Yeah,
it's just fat, ugly bitch, that's it. Because their brains, they it's that and chicken on the other side. That's
no
it.
Actually they're like
else.
Protein.
Yeah.
And then it's gym Friday or leg day, and then it's insults.
Yeah, and then it's fat, ugly bitch. Like right
and
on the
like
front.
The tiny cabinet, and it's labeled like that.
Yeah,
it's
literally
the only words they know.
Truly, and like one time on Twitter too, they're ruthless on Twitter. It's a lawless land on that app.
It's scary.
It truly is.
I don't even want to talk about it. I'm scared that someone's gonna see me talking about Twitter, and they're just gonna
go on Twitter and do something, talk about you.
Oh,
yeah.
Probably.
Someone tweeted something of me and it was nice. And they were like it, the tweet did really well.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the replies are garbage 9 times out of 10. And someone literally just wrote, what did they write? They said pot of greed. Right. And then I go, huh? Yeah. And a bunch of people were like, ha, 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 ha. And again, maybe I'm just an old man. So I had to look it up.
Yeah. I don't know what that
is. It's a Yu-Gi-Oh card. And I said, damn, you got me, bro. It's literally an ugly, it's a mug. Like a chalice almost.
Okay.
With the ugliest face on it. But she's got a similar mouth to me. And she was going like this in the thing. And it looked like me. And I said, damn.
You said,
you got me, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give that one to you. And I'm going to think about it
and
for the rest of my life.
That happens sometimes. Like, I'll see, like, someone will just say something so clever and smart. And I'm like, yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I don't need that. I'm going to live a long, healthy, successful life. I don't need that noodling around up there.
Right.
I don't need that negativity in my life. But I'm literally never going to forget it.
No, absolutely
I will never forget that
shit. I sit here and I'm like, I've moved past it. I think about it maybe once a day. I'll like look in the mirror and I'm like, cart titan.
No.
Like, nods, and I'm just like, I get it.
Yeah, I had Sarah Shower on, and her and I talked about how, like, the compliments are probably the worst. When they're commenting on what you look like, and they're meant with they're love.
Love, but it's
but they're so... never... They're never a good thing. Those ones are worse to me than someone just calling me ugly. That's worse to me, honestly.
What are some like compliments? What are some compliments you've gotten that are like just like not?
Oh, girl. Someone literally told me once, she's like, you have tiny little chiclet teeth. Bitch, that's rude.
That's rude.
That's rude. That's a mean so thing to rude. Say to me. And you know what? I know I have tiny teeth. We don't need to talk about her.
You don't, though.
We don't need to feature it. And someone once was like, you know what, girl? I'm so jealous of your confidence because I also have a really bad lazy eye and you're so confident for not caring. Bitch, what? She said, we need more representation. Who's we?
Who's we? You want to get jumped, reply. You want to get jumped.
I said, who's we?
Right.
You and the girl in the mirror? I don't know who you're talking to, bitch. You ain't talking to me. Oh, man. And they're said with all the love in the world.
Like, that's what sucks.
That's the worst part.
You know that they're like here for us, but yeah. It's like, tone it down.
But don't be.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I have enough people around me. I don't need you there. Yeah. If that's how it's going to be.
Yeah. If you're going to say some backhanded shit.
Yeah. And they'll say things like, girl, you know, for me, when I was a kid, my mom got me these glasses that help correct my cock eyes. Huh? Multiple? I thought it was cock-eyed, like one. This girl said I was cock-eyes. I have cock-eyes. Babes.
I blinks, looks around the room. Like, excuse me?
That's when
me?
I look into the camera like The Office. But honestly, speaking of what we look like and commenting on it, even though we're just comedians.
Yeah.
We're literally paid jesters.
Yeah.
I'm not a pretty... you want that, you go to Addison Rae. Don't come to me, babe.
Yeah.
You
know like, it's mean? Okay for me to make fun of myself.
Yeah. You don't make fun of me. This isn't Double Dutch. Yeah. You don't jump in. You know what I mean?
No. There's a line.
Yeah.
You literally. You over there. I'll stay here. I love you guys. Yeah. But there are lines you do not
cross. Literally animals in the zoo. Like, just actually, watch and be entertained. Yeah. It's okay.
We're just like... juggling and like no
stay outside the enclosure, it's okay.
Yeah, you don't need to that's come in perfect here. Don't come in though.
Yeah, so this first video is basically I just like to give summaries of them.
Okay.
But it's essentially a slideshow that shows like the before and after of mostly women. I think there were a couple men in there though, who are like basically getting a lot of work done to their face, and then obviously over time if they overdo it, it's gonna look a little crazy town. Yeah. Like when they're in their late stages of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, for me, I have nothing against plastic surgery.
I don't at all.
You do you, girl.
If it makes you confident, get it.
Yeah, that's what I always think.
Yeah.
And I always think, too, like, you don't know if they think they look terrible. They could like, think they look awesome.
They could think they look the hottest in the world. And, like, you're just here, like, being a bitch.
Yeah, literally, just commenting on it for no reason.
Yeah, like, honestly, though, it's annoying. And that's annoying.
Why, like you said, beauty is subjective. I say that all the time. And I'm always like, beauty is subjective, so, you know, a Chad from Michigan calls me a fat, ugly bitch. What am I going to do?
Oh, my God. I'm gonna
you know what
cry.
I'm going to do? I'm going to take that comment and have it push my video further than
yeah, algorithm. You're gonna like, reply. Hey, Chad. Thanks for paying this month's rent.
No, seriously.
No.
And that's why I'm like, beauty is subjective, so not everyone's gonna find the same people attractive, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I made a video the other day where I said, that may be true, but I will always be better looking than you. If we're talking teams, it's a race for second when it comes to you.
Yeah,
that's why I said you and me, like, that's why I said if I walked outside and I like Family Feud style like quiz people and ask them which one of us is better looking, what are they gonna say? That's
like,
what I
it's
always,
like an objective truth.
That's what I said.
Like Chad with the receding hairline, me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, not everybody finds the same people attractive, but you're always behind me.
Yeah.
You're eating my dust, bitch, every time.
And
that's
it's
what
like,
I say.
And it's so, it's so funny to me how, like, I, like, see the comments that, like, you'll reply to or, like,
yeah.
I'll see them and I sit there and I'm like, do you guys just, it's just like a game to them now? Like,
because
they do know that it just, like, pushes your videos.
They'll never put that together.
They won't.
They never will. They'll talk the like the most shit on like sponsored posts of mine.
Okay.
Which when they perform better, I make more money. So
that's literally what I'm saying.
So thank you.
Yeah. Talk your shit.
Babe. Like, honestly, go off, queen. Yeah,
do what you
have
to do, because we have bills to pay.
We're good. We're chilling.
You just paid for my phone bill. There you go. Actually, though.
Period. And so some of the comments on this video about plastic surgery,
okay,
they said, I would rather age gracefully. What's interesting is that even with the fillers, you can still tell their age. I mean, yeah, that's kind of some hater shit, though.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I feel like that is. And yeah. It's like, again, you don't know how they feel when they look in the mirror.
Exactly.
Like, my whole thing is, especially when it comes to like body positivity or mm-hmm. like beauty in general, it's yeah. like, why do people have the need to comment negatively on someone else's appearance? Like,
I can't relate, literally.
Like,
at all.
I have never in my life scrolled, saw a video, and was like, I'm gonna say some mean shit. Like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, no, literally.
Like, why
ever.
Would I take time out of my day to be a little bitch?
Even
like, that's what that's, they are.
Even stuff that's like truly awful.
Yeah.
I don't even comment on that. So, what makes you think I'm gonna comment? I just made a video about that too, especially with fat shaming, because fat phobia is so bad. I rip dudes apart all the time for being fat phobic. But literally, I've never seen someone being happy and been like, this pisses me off.
Right.
I don't like this. Like, I've never been like sick to my stomach see like, someone being happy living life.
Yeah. I've never looked at that and been like, I'm going to ruin their day.
No, yeah, literally.
I hate you, you fugly bitch.
Yeah, literally.
Like, you just like you just took like a good 2 minutes out of your day. And one, thanks for thinking of me. And two, again, you're pushing my video into the algorithm.
There you
so.
Go.
It's a win-win for both of us. You got
for
it
us.
Off your chest.
For the two of us,
yeah.
You.
You got it off your chest, and that's fine. But, like, when I say win-win,
it's
win,
you and I.
Win.
You and I, we're the win, only wins.
Me looking in the mirror. You and me.
It's a win-win for the two yeah, of us.
That's it.
So this next comment says, if this makes them feel better or pretty, why not? It's not your damn business to blame them for your beauty standards. Exactly.
That's
what we've been
perfectly
saying.
Perfectly said.
Been new.
Perfectly said, right.
Right. This next one says, our wrinkles are the years we have laughed. Our eye bags are the tears that we cried. Our real face shows the years we were blessed with. Be privileged. Okay, Socrates.
Like, actually, like, okay, what is this philosophy class?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, thanks, professor.
Spin me a yarn, babe. Like, tell me a soliloquy. I want to hear it again.
Right. Like,
shut the hell up.
Thanks for the
that's
sonnet.
What I'm saying.
Like,
shut up.
No. That's, I mean, like, here's my thing. Like, I understand if there are people who personally they're like, oh, I wouldn't get plastic surgery, that
yeah,
is fine,
that's totally fine,
but like shut the front door. Shut the front door. Like, you don't need to comment on someone else's and be like, you don't need it, you don't need plastic surgery. It doesn't
it's
matter
not
if
you.
I want it.
Yeah, you're
like
well,
I wanted it.
Lucky you, you're not getting it.
Yeah, right.
So don't worry about me.
Yeah, thanks for your opinion. I'm still getting it done, though.
Yeah, literally. Gee, thanks.
Right.
Like,
like they're just like, oh my God, people piss me off.
People are just so entitled to other people's like space and energy.
For no reason.
Constantly.
I want to like, have you ever seen Hocus Pocus?
Yes.
Sometimes I literally just want to take salt and make a circle around me, and I'm just like, stay out. Like, you sick freaks. Like,
yeah,
some people are just so too much.
They're too much for me, honestly. And they shouldn't be online if that's all, if everything's going to stress them out like that.
Like, how, like, actually, though, like, people, I feel like when I read certain comments that people leave, it's like,
yeah,
I know there was a vein sticking out of their head when they were writing it. And I'm like, chill.
Girl, chill. You said you honestly won't have to worry about aging because your life's going to be real short if
right,
you stress like that.
Right.
Over people that don't know you.
Popped a vein coming out of the
no,
forehead.
No, seriously. Like, you're shortening that lifespan just by stressing over me, a bitch who doesn't care about you.
Right. Like, you just said it perfectly. If I had a yearbook quote,
that would be it. There you go. You're welcome, honestly. Again, this last one says, the thing is, that's what they chose to do. So we shouldn't be putting any of them down for it. That's what they wanted. Duh. Period. Honestly,
you said what you had to say.
It is what it is.
Exactly.
I literally think too, like, I honestly think I just got too much going on up here to be worrying about other people.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
about
don't you
strangers?
Have, don't you have shit to do? Like, don't you people have shit to do with like
yeah,
your own lives?
That's like, don't you have a job?
Yeah. Like, how about this? Instead of leaving a hate comment, wash the dishes you have in your sink.
No, seriously.
Do your laundry.
Go brush your tongue.
Brush your teeth and watch your kids.
Yeah.
Like,
spend time with you.
Right. Do you, babe.
And if you have time and the resources to do so, go to therapy.
That's actually great advice. So you guys.
That's an actual piece of advice.
Yeah.
I cannot recommend that more. They need it more than anybody, to be
honest. Actually,
I just genuinely can't. I can't wrap my brain around it. I just can't relate. I'm too busy.
Right. I would never, like, if I'm doing something, I would never be like, time to leave a hate comment on Spence Waugh's post. Yeah, you are ugly. I hate your big teeth. Done. Like, do your homework, weirdo.
Let's, like, no, seriously. I sometimes I'll see people write, like, mean shit on my videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go and look and they follow me. For what?
My favorite thing ever is when they leave a hate comment about, like, my appearance, and I go to their page and it's a blank profile picture or it's like
an anime one.
Mm-hmm. And I literally sit there, I'm like, you, like, show us your face. Like, I wish there was a day out of the entire year where I could just go through every hate comment and see your faces.
I think that all
see
the time.
Your faces.
I've literally welcomed people. I said, send me a picture of you. Okay, so for this next video that I have for us, it was basically like, it was in like a little, what do you call it? Russian doll of like stitches. Oh, so it was like a girl, then a dude, then another dude.
So it was like a stitch of a stitch of a stitch.
Mm-hmm. Inception, stitchception kind of thing.
Got it.
So the original girl was basically saying what, like which person, like whose fault is it? Like who said that women have to be like 120 pounds? And then a gym bro stitched that one, which is never a good sign.
Yeah, it's like a red flag.
Never a good sign. When they have a shirt that cuts, like they cut the sleeves off,
yeah,
but it cuts so far in you can see the titties, but the cloth is still down like a loincloth. Never a good sign.
No, it looks like a baby wearing a binky and a little like.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
Titties out.
Yeah.
Nipples rock hard, even though it looked like it was hot outside.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there, titties out, barbecue sauce on his titties.
Yeah. There we go. Like, it's a good day.
Right?
It's a good
and
day.
And he's like, women.
Like the vines. Sorry, I had to throw it in there.
He was basically blaming women. He said it's women's fault that women believe they should be smaller and lighter and thin. And the math simply isn't adding up.
Yeah, the math is...
It's not mathing.
I'm trying to see, like, with my calculator.
How he got to that conclusion?
Yeah. I'm crossing my references, like, making sure... Yep, nope, still doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Right. And then he was stitched by another dude who basically read him to filth, girl. Read the house down boots, you know?
I love that so much.
And
yeah.
He basically laid into him and said, like...
He laid down the law?
Period, honestly. Like me.
Right.
Basically. And he basically said beauty standards were set by both capitalism and the patriarchy, which if you have half a brain cell, you would know. You would know. Most problems in the world are caused by men.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because the world's been run by men for like
hundreds
of years.
For like, yeah.
And that's why we always say too, like you and I were both talking about it before, how like we both like men. And I wish we didn't.
For all of you like people out there who say being gay is a choice, I want you to look me in the eyes right now. And I want you to tell me that I like men and I chose to like men for a reason. Because there is no reason. It just happens. Because if I had a choice, ladies all the way.
Oh, me too.
Right.
Women are superior. Majestic. Smell good.
Right.
Look great.
They all, yes.
Emotional. And like emotionally intact.
Yes. Like
so understanding, empathetic.
Literally everything.
Just the whole package.
The whole package.
And men use Irish Spring.
And like
Caress.
And Old Spice.
Where does it end? Where's the suffering end for us?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I just can't understand.
I can't either.
But I'm really glad that there was a dude that was kind of like reading him down.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because when I do it, they're like, that's because you're that ugly bitch. Right? Like they always have an excuse. Because
you're a girl.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's literally because you're single, which is funny because I'm not. So.
Like you got a whole. Like you have a whole.
A man.
And you did a great job.
Thank you. And the comments on this video were like, honestly, really great. Because it's like a bunch of people kind of banding together for the dude that was laying down the law.
Yeah.
Letting him know.
Mm-hmm.
Like this first one says, to all the men who were reporting his video, I thought you all were supposed to be the unemotional ones. Rational, right? Doesn't look like it to me.
Yeah.
And that's what I say all the time. Like I talked about this in a video recently. Where, like, those same kinds of men talk about how men are naturally protectors, like in the wild. I'm like, you can't even camp. Let's not talk about the wild. Like,
you can't tie your own shoelaces. You probably wear socks and sandals.
That's what I'm saying. You literally barely can cook for yourself with tools. What makes you think you'd survive in
like
the wild?
You probably get like Purdue pre-made chicken.
No, like, seriously. Actually. That's what I'm saying. They want to talk about all these fantasy situations like men are made to protect. And I said, are they?
Welcome to 2022, biatch.
That's what I'm saying. Are they? Because they can't even get on TikTok and get beat up by me with words. And they all they do is cry. Cry
and they
sob.
Complain and they're like blah 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 blah.
Yeah, cry, sob, shit their pants, call me a bully. I'm like, I thought you guys were big, strong.
And that's what's crazy to
men.
Me. Like, they will literally call you a bully, but what were they just doing?
I know, exactly.
Like, what were they just doing?
It's only a bully when they're on the receiving end of it.
Exactly.
And I said, and that's why I always say too, I never said I was nice. When you and I talked about it earlier.
Like, I never said I was nice. Ever.
In fact, I've said quite the opposite. I said I'm a really mean bitch. I've said that many times.
I feel like I'm nice in person, but like if I have a problem, it will be known.
Yeah, and I'm making it everyone's problem at that point.
And that's what I hate too. Like, I hate when people are like, oh, like, I understand if you get hate, but you shouldn't respond to it because you have a platform. Why the hell not?
Yeah, why?
Like, actually, why not?
That's why I said the high road doesn't
exist.
Then maybe
they shouldn't have commented it to begin with.
Yeah, that's why I always say that. Like, it's tone policing how you respond to people being horrible to you. That's why I'm like, it's so funny because they'll say the most vile shit to me. And then I literally, like, I'll say the silliest thing back to them. Like, I'll tell them that they look like chowder. And they lose
their minds.
They lose their mind. They're literally like, you're the meanest person I've ever met in my entire life. I said, really? Because when you called me the fattest, ugliest bitch you've ever seen, what would you call that? Love?
Right. Like,
that's
are
why
you
said,
kidding?
All of a sudden you want to talk morals?
Yeah.
When you just said the most vile shit to me. Like, I'm sure you get it too. I get the most vile hate.
I actually, when I had my surgery, which showed on TikTok, I was still swollen, but I was able to take off the, I was able to take off the, like, bodysuit that I was wearing.
Yeah.
And all the comments, well, not all of them, but a lot of people were like, you look like a door. You should sue your surgeon.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there and I was like, okay.
I just got out of surgery.
That and I'm swollen. So, like, final results don't happen for a year. And also on top of that, during that time, someone made a video about me and it was, like, really mean. So I made a mean video back and my video got taken down, but people went like ape shit because I stuck up for myself, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And their excuse every time is, oh, it's because you have a platform. Okay.
So what does that mean? I'm allowed to get
Berated? To get bullied, but I can't just stick up for myself shit back.
Not me. That's why I said I never said I was nice. That's why I said, at least I'm honest.
Right.
You out here trying to act like you're patron saint helping people. That's why I said, if that's the case, I'm Dexter.
Right.
I'm a serial killer, but I'm killing bad people. So kind of evens out.
And it makes sense PEMDAS, because you know? Have your laboratory and there's also Dexter's laboratory. Oh my God. That was humiliating.
That's what I'm saying. I literally have said before in interviews, like, it's like Robin Hood. I'm stealing, but from the rich and I'm giving back to the poor. So evens out.
Yeah, it's a sleigh.
It's a
sleigh day.
It's a sleigh day. And I told Chris too when I was talking to him. I said, at the end of the day, I'm a girl boss.
You really you are. And I like both. You embody it. Like,
I'm a girl boss. I girl boss. I gatekeep. I gaslight. That's it.
I
live by those words.
I don't gaslight my friends, but if
same
a man tries, like, literally, I was telling you about last night. Like, I literally, I'll just talk about it. Can I?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had a guy over last night, and we were doing stuff.
What you do?
We were making out, and I get up. Like, I'm on top of him, and I'm done making out with him. I look at his face, and it is covered in blood. Like, covered. It looked like a
Nate
horror
Jacobs
scene.
Getting beat up by Fez.
It looked like a horror scene.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, do you have a bloody nose? Knowing damn well I had a bloody nose.
Start gaslighting.
And he was like, I don't
know.
Absolute
shit out of him.
Yeah. And I literally ran to the bathroom and I was like, let me get you tissues to, like, stop your bloody nose. And I'm literally shoving tissues up my nose to stop the bleeding. And I came back out and he was like, I didn't have a bloody nose. And I was like, that's weird because I didn't either.
You're all, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's actually insane because if I didn't, you must have had it.
I think it's kind of crazy because I literally saw the blood on your your face.
Yeah.
So
it's okay. You can be comfortable. No, you're it like, happens totally to the most fine. Of us.
I'm sorry that that happened to you, but also like you don't need to lie.
Yeah.
Like this is a
like,
safe
like this
space.
Is space, safe space.
I feel like lying's like a red flag to me personally. Mm-hmm.
You might want to go home.
I guess. You're like honestly that affects me.
No,
like
but...
your plight is now affecting me, yeah. And I feel like that's unfair to me. Just gaslight on 1 billion.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
That you're so, you're
I'm
good.
So good at it because I just be gaslighting. I'm just kidding. Oh,
I'm really good at it because my ex was a psycho.
Oh.
He was a pro at it.
At gaslighting.
Yeah. He was I feel phenomenal.
Like I feel like it's ingrained in me as a girl boss.
Oh, yeah. You no, I mean? Learned.
Yeah.
I
was trained
like,
in
I
the art.
I was trained in the art. And I feel like it was like an observing type thing because mm-hmm. I was being gaslit. Mm-hmm. And then I was like...
This you're all, is, you know what?
This is my turn. Like
he
this
can
is...
drop dead, but also he might be onto something. Here's right. Like, also, I can use this skill.
Yeah, I was like, I hate him. Like I was sitting there like, wow, he's really a bitch. But thank you for allowing
but
me to
I'll,
take
I'll
something
say thank
away.
You for this this yeah. is the one thing I'll
the
thank
one
you for.
Thing I take away from this relationship is gaslighting,
gaslighting manipulation.
And thank you so much.
This next comment on here says, "No one has ever called me fat faster than men I've made mad." Story of my life, to be honest. That is in one sentence my social media career.
I feel like the reason why like I'm good at being a bitch is yeah. because I never really comment on anyone's appearance.
Same.
I always comment on like their personality.
Well, that's not true for me, but I just lied to you.
Oh.
I just gaslit you. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
How could you? No, it's okay. You are you're so I love you. I'm sorry. No, but what was I even saying?
You said you never comment on anyone's appearance. So that's why you're so good at being.
Oh, yeah. I'm so good at being a bitch because it's like,
yeah.
Have I commented on people's appearances before? Yeah, I have. If I'm yeah. in like a heated argument.
Yeah.
It's happened.
Yeah.
But like my strength is like being a bitch in the sense of like calling people out on their shit.
Yeah, same.
And it doesn't involve like their appearance. It just involves them being a weirdo and a creepo.
Yeah, honestly, like I've told my boyfriend before, like, because the things I've said are silly in their very nature, like, and yeah. they can't even handle that.
I piss my pants laughing at your videos. When I hear your laugh,
I'm so glad.
The minute I see, it's gone to a point where I know that I'm not even gonna see, like a douchebag
yeah.
on, like, my screen. It'll just
yeah.
be, like, the little clip, and then I'm like, I'm waiting for the laugh.
Yeah.
And then you're just there.
I have loved you all, honestly. You're all my little dogs. I ring that bell. You guys come waiting
for
treats.
No, actually, I'm like, hello, I'm here. I'm ready.
Feral.
And in heat.
Truly. Like, and I honestly, I say that all the time as far as like, men, obviously misogynists specifically, like hold beauty standards so tightly. And they believe women are inferior and vapid, so they believe women only care about their looks, like they hold all their worth and value in what they look like. So that's why they think the meanest thing they could ever say to you is call you fat and ugly.
Appearance.
And fat's not an insult to me, that's one.
It's not.
Yeah, it's a very neutral
at
term.
All.
And then two, beauty is subjective, once again. So that doesn't hurt me either. So that's why that's the first thing they say. Anytime. I could literally be talking about shoes. I could talk about an orange.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, you know what? You're the ugliest person I've ever seen. Because that's just the internet.
And you're just like, I think I've gotten so accustomed to like getting comments like that sometimes.
Same.
And I'm just like, okay.
Sometimes I talk to people and I talk about hate and they're like, yeah, I don't get hate like that. I'm like, word? Do you ever talk to people like that?
Yeah, like
what?
Yeah, like all my friends, it's just like crazy because I definitely have gotten like a
some
lot
truly
of hate. I took a break.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I
took a long, like, I think it was, I don't know how long it was, but I did take a break.
Yeah.
But, like, after a while, like, I just started looking at those comments, and I'm like, damn, like, I feel bad for you.
Yeah, like, now you're, like, built different.
Yeah, I'm like, this couldn't be me.
I literally think all the time, I'm like, my feelings are made out of vibranium. You're going to have to come a lot harder than that. I always say, too, like, that's not me being mean. That's me being nice.
Yep.
On my TikTok now. That's me fighting with one hand tied behind my back. If there were no community guidelines, I swear to God, I would ruin your life without even talking about what you look like. I would make you hate life itself, I'm telling you. I'd make you regret ever getting on that app. I really would.
I love you. Oh, my God.
I'm just like, that's what I'm saying. That's not me being mean. You want me to be mean?
Can I pay you on Cameo to get a video of you being mean to me?
No, truly.
Like,
I've actually had a couple.
Really?
Yeah, I've had a couple dudes try to buy stuff for me and they want me to berate them like on some kink shit. I said, no, ma'am. I don't need that dirty money.
No.
I said
it.
when I'm down bad, I'll let you know. But as of right now, no, thank you.
Yeah, you're gonna have to up that price from 15 to 50.
No, literally 50,000. Literally. Okay. This next one says, completely true. I struggle with anorexia for 8 years. My ex used to tell me that if I gained weight, he would leave me. And my mom used to tell me that too, which is really sad.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why I always say too, the beauty standard of like being small and frail is
really dangerous.
It's concerning. It's giving
like,
me pedo.
It's giving like, actually, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's giving, I and like
not,
kids.
And not only that, I've talked about this on TikTok.
Yeah.
As someone who like has dealt with an eating disorder, mm-hmm. and I always say, at least for me, that I'm always going to be in recovery because yeah. there's always a part of me that's kind of like in the back of my head.
Still coping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as someone who struggled with an eating disorder, especially throughout high school,
yeah.
it's dangerous in the sense of like, you're like actually messing with your body hardcore.
Yeah.
I would get up from my desk. I remember one time, eighth period, I had to get rushed to the nurse because I got up from my desk and passed out.
Like too fast.
I just stood up. The blood rush. It was like a normal just stand up too.
Yeah.
And it's like terrible.
because your body's
it's
struggling.
Because I barely ate any food.
Yeah. And that's like, those are things that are literally reinforced by patriarchal beauty standards.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you have
they're
to
They're so harmful in more ways than one. They're yeah. like deadly.
It really is. It's terrible.
And that's why I always say too, like when men try to diagnose people, they're like, oh, like if you look bigger than they like, they're like, you have heart disease. What are you?
Are you my doctor?
Yeah, that's what I said. Are you a licensed physician or?
Okay, check my pulse. You probably can't even find my pulse. Like you're.
That's literally. I'm like, you know what else causes heart disease? Smoking cigarettes.
And they probably all do that too.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, did you know that, and or are you like, just Googling stuff?
You know what else does? Like vaping too.
Yeah, you go on WikiHow. Yeah. And they just lose it. They lose their actually. Minds. They like actually are like, I think I'm. Dr. House. I think I'm married
with Gray
now.
They do WebMD. They'll be like, what happens when you weigh too much? Heart disease, death. You're all going to die. Shut up.
Like, they immediately get on there and they're like, don't worry. I've Googled it.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
My PhD in Google Analytics tells me that you have heart disease.
It's just, it's again, unsolicited advice and commentary.
No one, like, no one asked for it.
No one asked. Keep it to yourself. Mind your business.
That's, again, line in the sand. Yeah. Over there.
Yeah, like watch from afar. You don't need to comment on everything. And this last comment says, and even then, 90% of the time, correct me if I'm wrong, plus size is medium sized or slim women. My big girls, guys, and NBs have zero representation. I guess they're saying like in media when they show like plus size people, they're more so straight size people. Yes. They're not really plus size.
Yeah.
And they're not fat women. A lot of times they don't like to say fat either, which It's not an aggressive term. It's not an insult.
I feel like that's like a problem. It's like people are afraid to like say fat.
Yeah.
But if you come to the understanding that fat is just a word.
Yeah.
And there is no negative connotation to it.
Yeah, literally. And that's unlearning fat phobia. When you learn that that word is literally not a bad word, it's just a neutral term.
It's a word.
Yeah. And honestly, it's important that you distinguish the difference between mm-hmm. someone who's plus size and someone who's fat, because then there's no real representation if fat people aren't being represented in media without being like the before and after or something, or the without being like made fun of in a TikTok video when they're like, this, you have heart disease. You know what I'm saying? That's why I be beating those dudes up all the time.
Yeah, I look at you and I'm like, teach me.
I literally said, like, the gym pros, I check in with them like every 3 to 6 months, quarterly. I check in and I just ruin their day.
No, because I think they are like drawn, or they have like some sort of kink with you, and they're just attracted
to
being
to a flame,
literally.
Honestly.
Beaten to a pulp by you,
and they keep coming back for more.
Yeah, they do.
They really do.
Or it's also probably the fact that like their views get low, and they're like, "Oh, if I have a cover photo of Drew's face,
if I had a nickel," I said, "I know those views are down bad, huh?"
Right.
That's why I said, "I know
you
they're down
10
bad."
10 videos about me in one day. Damn.
They posted one video bad about me, and then I found it, put it in my Instagram story, gone immediately. I save them. I save it. That's why I told you I'm a Virgo.
Virgo.
I have a little file system, and mm-hmm. I keep all the receipts. That's why I always...
You got to keep it up there, and no. You got to keep it, like, in a folder.
The gym bros especially, my biggest fans, right?
They're in love with you. Like, they, like, eat your ass on the daily.
They truly do. They suck the fart out my ass. They really do.
They do.
They love me.
I don't understand, like, how your dick doesn't hurt from how much they ride you.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
Honestly, it's raw.
Yeah.
It's bare.
I know.
It's hurting. It's red. It's swollen.
I'm so sorry.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I literally think,
I don't know what you mean. That's never happened to me. But, like, I'm so sorry.
I literally constantly talk about how, like, I just go back in there. I like temp gauge them almost. Mm-hmm. I said, y'all sitting too pretty in here. And I terrorize them. I terrorize the room. I destroy it. Yeah. And then I say, I'll see you guys in 3-6 months. Yeah. I'll be back
for my monthly checkup. I'll see you guys when your views are down. See you all soon.
Don't worry. I'll see y'all soon. Don't worry. Don't worry about me.
Yeah.
That's what I always
say. You don't have to worry. No, because they
will
come
back. You do not have
to
worry about me. That's what I said.
They're like, and I still cannot get over the fact that like you like destroy them and somehow they always come back.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then it's always takes a turn too. Like they'll say one thing, like they'll be like, oh, like you're just a bully, or they'll call me a fat ugly bitch or whatever, you know, like the two insults they have. And then I'll tell them I'll hurt their feelings so bad again, and then they go, you're just a bully, you're just such a bully. I go, yeah, period. Remember that.
Yeah.
Delete that account now.
Right.
That's
right.
What I say.
Like, okay, yeah, I'm a bully. Then so you should know to just go.
So you should listen to me.
Like, don't come back.
And that's why I said, give me that lunch money, bitch.
Like,
if that's the case.
You wouldn't be getting bullied if you didn't come back and, like, invade my space.
That's why I said, come back, I'll shove you in a locker. I'll give you a wedgie.
Can you shove me in a locker?
Oh, yeah, but it'll be out of love.
Oh. It can be out of hate.
You're like, You're like, I prefer the other one, honestly. Yeah.
Winks, blinks.
And honestly, like, okay, so just to wrap us up, when it comes to like beauty standards, what are your takeaways from today? Honestly,
I personally, there was one thing that you said that I was like, wow, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
And it was when you were talking about how men, because mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say this before.
Yeah.
But when you were talking about how men, especially like misogynistic men, think that women only care about like their appearance, which is why they always insult that.
Mm-hmm.
When you said that, I was like, wow, like that makes so much sense. And I feel like deep down I knew that, but like hearing you like say it and word it so perfectly, I was like, yeah.
Aww,
that was
you.
Good.
Yeah, it's literally I always say like because women like men believe women are inferior, like intellectually especially. So they always equate that to being vapid and being full of yourself and conceited, and that's why all your worth and value is held there. So they're like, oh, that's the meanest thing I could ever say to her. But then see someone like me, there's many other a bad bitch, period.
Right.
There's many other things that I love about myself that have nothing to do with looks. I honestly believe that like true confidence comes from that. It comes from loving yourself outside of what you look like.
Yeah.
So there are many different things that make up a person that have nothing to do with looks.
Exactly.
Your personality is comprised of so many different things. Like so
many
talents. And it honestly doesn't have to always be talents. Like sometimes I talk about people being so talented, like whether they're like they could be a good singer, like actress, artist, whatever. Mm-hmm. But honestly, you could be like the sweetest person, like the most empathetic person. You could be funny. There's just so many different things. You could be smart.
Even when like I think about it, even if like you're dating someone or you start talking to someone, you could be the hottest person I've ever seen in my life. If you're a dick, if you're a douchebag,
literally.
There's the door.
No, seriously.
Like looks never are everything.
And they don't last.
They don't.
They fade.
They
with
fade.
Time.
Like, yeah.
And some of these men are aging like milk.
They, oh, they're sour.
They're aging like
they're
those
rotten.
Eggs that blew up your bathroom.
Yeah, they're
school.
Aging like those eggs that really messed me up. You don't bring
that
up
again. That you sinfully ejected in a high school bathroom.
Stop, please. I'm ashamed.
That's literally how they be aging. I literally said in a video once that, like, I'll always make fun of what men look like when they want to talk about what other people look like.
Yep.
I'll always make fun of what you look like. And I was like, you know why? Because you're fugly talking about what other people look like.
Actually,
and that will never not be funny.
Like, I
that's
sit
hilarious.
Here. I'm like, look in a mirror. Like, look in a mirror, please. Because you are talking the most shit. But it's like, I can look at you and I can name everything wrong
it's
with you.
It's like Nosferatu. You know what I mean?
No, literally.
Hunchback
like, you say you're 25. You look 50.
Yeah, literally.
Like, there's a problem here.
Hairline's buffering.
Like, not even buffering. It's
5'2".
Gone. Like, you have, like, a crown around the back of your head.
No, seriously, cul-de-sac.
Actually,
right?
Yeah.
It's truly, that's why I said, like, for someone who's so comfortable commenting on what other people look like.
The minute you talk about them, it's like,
there's no self-awareness.
You're a bully, please. Yes. Shut the hell up.
That's why I'm like, well, turns out it's not very nice to comment on other people's looks, huh?
Huh.
Turns out it sucks.
Turns out it's a kind of shitty thing to do, right?
Yeah, it turns out it's pretty bad. And honestly, I'll keep teaching that lesson over and over again. I'll never tire.
Bad bitch.
That's why I said, you want to talk job security?
Right. Right.
I got a job for life, man.
That is, yeah. Hopefully not for life.
Hopefully not. Yeah.
But if it has to be for life, you're in charge.
Then I'm rolling up my sleeves and I'm getting in that dump.
Oh,
and
I'm yeah. going to you're town. Knocking down the
I'm
doors.
I'm going to work.
I see you, those boots and a big kick. And you're knocking down those doors, beating up men.
Right. That's why, honestly, like, my takeaways, too, is that, like, we're honestly very universal as far as, like, what we believe, as far as beauty standards and, like, how people shouldn't have to adhere to any one type of beauty. And beauty is subjective.
Yeah.
We say that all the time.
All the time.
Right? And that's why I say, like, even, like, the prettiest, like, baddest bitch in the world. Like, you ever see people, like, they'll see Meg Thee Stallion, like, she's, like, posting her stuff being hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see a dude comment on this shit. Sometimes I go in there just to look. And a dude goes, not my type.
No bitch. One asked. Like, okay. Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and say you're not hers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go ahead and go on a limb and say in your wildest dreams, bitch. Yeah. Not even if you were dead asleep. Not even if you had.
You look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
No, like truly, like, not even if you had three wishes from a genie.
Ever.
Could you get her? That's what I'm saying. Right. The absolute gall. The unmitigated gall to be like.
Your vocabulary is stupendous.
Love that. Thank you. But I just can't believe, like, I just think, like, you really.
Like, you're really.
You're living in Idaho talking about not my type.
She's in LA getting her bag.
That's why I said, no shit, bitch. You're not her type. No shit.
Yeah.
Bad bitches aren't for everyone.
Right.
That's for sure.
Right. Can't handle that. Like, they
truly.
Handle.
They're for the tried and true.
It's. Yeah.
That's why my man's superior.
Right.
Right. Because he can handle a bad bitch.
Because
he is a bad bitch. That's why I say it takes one to know one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Real recognize real.
Right.
Like truly.
I need a man like that who can handle me.
Right.
Hi, my name is Spencer. If you are a man watching this, please DM me. Thanks.
And not a gross one.
Not a gross one. Yeah. If you're gross or like really old, I appreciate it. But no.
But no, thank you.
Do I look good right now?
Ooh, you look beautiful.
No. You should.
Honestly.
Please. My number is no. I wouldn't. The way I would get 30 calls in 2 seconds.
Honestly.
I drop my number right now.
Probably from mostly straight men too. Okay, so that's going to do it for this episode of the Comment Section Show. I want to thank the beautiful, wonderful, amazing, so incredibly funny Spencer for being here.
Thank you for having me. I loved it.
Me too.
I'm not joking. Rolled out of bed, sprinted here.
I am so honored that she came. One of the TikTok OGs.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so happy to have you here.
I've been in the game for a while.
I know. Seasoned vet, girl.
Right.
And
right.
Honestly, you are so funny.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed with you.
Thank you. I'll stop. Sorry. I love you though. You're fun.
Thank you.
I was gonna say like funny AF.
Funny AF.
Can't
put the pieces together yourself.
Yeah.
You can do it. And honestly, I want to thank Spencer so much for coming, not only because you're so incredible, but also because you are so beautiful. And I'm so happy to have you.
And beauty is subjective.
I honestly jerk every single one of my guests off. Really? I jerk them off constantly.
Really?
Because I'm such a big fan.
Stop. Yeah.
I'm a fangirl first.
Really?
And then I'm a girl boss second.
When I saw Austin Mahone in person, he hugged me and I looked at him and I said, don't touch me. And he said, why? And I said, because I'm actually going to have a freak out. Give me a second. And I walked away from Austin Mahone, sat down, took a deep breath in, and I walked back and I said, I'm collected now. You can hug me.
Spencer, Austin Mahone? Were you a Mahomie? A Mahoney?
Oh, I loved him. Mm-mm, yeah. I loved him.
Okay, Austin, if you see this, hit Spencer up.
Actually, right? It's okay. No offense, Austin. You seem like a great guy.
Yeah, honestly, you changed my mind. Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, my bad. Oh, my gosh. Oh, look at this. Water in my mouth. Gotta stop talking.
So that's it for this episode of the Comment Section Show. If you want to be featured on a future episode, make sure to tag me in your favorite TikTok videos so we can bring them here, put them through the shredder, aka me.
Eat those bitches.
I'd be eating them up. I'm constantly eating and I'm starving.
Right.
Because I'm a big fat bitch.
A badass bitch. Fat, ugly bitch. Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Sexy bitch. Sexiest.
And if you want to catch the Comment Section Show, make sure to tune into the Past Your Bedtime YouTube channel. Wednesdays or episodes drop every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And before Spencer goes, where can everybody find you?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Spencer.
Period.
Except for Snapchat. For Yo. Some reason, it's just Spencer. Sorry, it's
tough. Ooh, it's like Cher.
Okay, actually, I'm going to fight someone because you're allowed to change your Snap username now.
Yeah.
Who the hell took Spencer? You sicko. You're a sicko. Give it to me now.
You said I TM'd it eons ago.
That look at me. I promise you, no one is going to look at you and be like, oh, Spencer. They're going to look at me and say, oh, Spencer.
You could never.
Give me that shit back.
That's you could never. It's never. A catfish, probably.
Probably.
I bet you.
Yeah, I'm trying to make money using my face, screenshotting all of my stories.
No, seriously.
Don't do that. Sorry.
You're giving them ideas.
Oh, no, but I have a star next to my name on Snap.
Oh, period. Yeah. Me too. Snap star girlies, right?
Can't catfish when you got a star.
And that's actually a great caveat, because for those of you who don't know, this show is also on Snapchat, and honestly, I'd be using the absolute shit out of that bald filter.
I do too. And faux freckles. But
that's you being cute.
Yeah, that's me being
cute. I'm a menace on that app. I'm a terrible, like, I just terrorize people on there with that bald filter.
Oh, it is so fun.
Yeah, I'm a big weirdo on there. That's just what I'd be doing.
I feel like I'll like upload videos of me playing like Kids Bop in the car. I'll be like, my friend gave me the aux. LOL, let's see what happens. And it's just like Evanescence Kids Bop. And they get so mad at me.
For me, it's literally telling stories in a bald filter. I'd just be summarizing my Jonas Brother fanfic on there.
Oh, wait. You wrote Jonas Brother fanfic?
Oh, hell yeah, girl. I wrote it. I pen to paper. I literally.
Did you ever write Jonas Brothers smut?
No, I never got there. I wasn't quite there yet. I read it, though.
Oh.
I was all up in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to tell me. We've read what we've read.
We know. We know. The girls know.
They all know.
The girls know.
Reading sound effects.
So thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.